Yep.
Okay. Good morning, good afternoon, and or good evening. Welcome to Hot Goss with Trash, the podcast where we trade sweet true facts around like they're dirty little pieces of gossip. Mm. We rate the facts on a scale of ice cold to piping freaking hot. Mm. The points don't matter. We are all hot. That is what matters. Generally, and period. Okay. I'm Chloe, and I have recently started drinking black coffee and espresso, and god damn it, I like it.
Ooh.
And that's growth for me, so I'll stop there.
I'm proud of you. My name is Rachel, and I famously don't drink caffeine, and the other day I accidentally ate a granola bar that was in my office thinking, what a lovely, like, morning treat. And it turns out it was a fucking caffeinated granola bar. When I was looking at the nutritional facts, it said as much caffeine as a shot of espresso, and then it made me throw up.
Oh, no. Thank you. I'm so sorry.
It's okay. It was fine. I got to go home.
I'm Lindsay. I remember smelling coffee when I was like 17. I was like, what a beautiful smell. And I tried my mom's and I was like, I don't want this in my mouth. Actually, I was a little like younger than that. But I kept trying coffee to see when I would like it. And at some point, it ticked over into I can drink this, thankfully, because I like the smell and I want this in my life.
Mm.
Hi, my name is Shem. I don't understand the flavoring accent that all coffee tastes like coffee to me.
Mm.
So like sometimes you'll get one that has like all the wine stuff like written on the top.
Mm.
It's like, oh, it has hints and flavors and it's all just like coffee. But I would like to remake Sideways with coffee drinkers.
Actually, yeah. They'd just be like either really grumpy or really hyped.
Like the Paul Giamatti character is the most chill.
I've never seen Sideways, believe it or not.
It's actually not terrible. Even if you don't care about wine drinking, it's more about being a failure in your middle age.
Yeah, I'll have that to look forward to.
Watching the movie or being a failure?
Both. A little bit of both.
Wow. You know, I have no transitions. Linz, could you give us the first fact?
I can. So there is a California Highway Patrol officer called Kevin Briggs, and he has took down more than 200 people from the Golden Gate Bridge who were going to commit suicide.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, wow. He also battled depression himself and has written a book called The Guardian of the Golden Gate Bridge and now goes on speaking tours to encourage public discussion of suicide and mental illness.
I know, like, ACAB, but, like, he sounds like an angel.
Yeah, he definitely doesn't have to be a cop to do that.
Yeah.
I
was like, this is, like, the type of mental health training and experience and what could happen if, yeah.
Yeah.
I
know it's a little sad, but I also thought it was kind of heartwarming that he's been able to do that.
That is. And I love
that. I just imagine they'd be like, go on, off you go again.
No, yeah. I love that he's like used his own experience mm-hmm. to be able to help other people.
Because I think, go ahead. No, I was cutting you off.
No, go ahead.
No, I agree. Because I think there's a world where somebody is put in that position and then goes, absolutely not. And gets out. And truly, it tangibly made a difference.
Yeah.
Thousands of lives.
Well, I'm 200 people.
Oh, 200.
Oh, I think you said 2,000. Still, so sorry. But still,
no, it still impacted thousands impactful. Of lives because all the people who absolutely. Would have been impacted by that.
Yeah.
Ross.
Our friend Keith, who was on an early episode with the... He left a voicemail. He does this. He's a police officer, but he like is a hostage negotiator. So sometimes when people are going to like jump off a bridge, he'll like go up to them and go, "Oh, don't!" Like he has all these like things he like says and does. And then once some guy was about to jump off Westminster Bridge, and he like and talking about the state of the world, and then he said, "Yeah, no, it's pretty fucked." But then they started talking about the American presidential situation, and he ended up showing him a clip of Anthony Atamanik's Donald Trump impression because like he's a friend of Atamanik, so he like said, oh, my mate does like this funny Donald Trump impression. They showed him a couple of videos and he ended up like coming down, so like, you know,
Wow. Dang. Did he tell Antamanik this?
Of course, yeah.
Okay. How impactful would that be to have your work be a part of... So if you're scared to post that character...
put it up.
Wow.
Yeah, all true. Oh,
one, yeah. Keith. Mm. Wow, Keith.
Keith's great.
I'm giving you like a hug from... the podcast.
I mean, then he showed them my character videos and there was like a whole
that did not work. That did not work. I love that so much. Oh god, this is why helping people is important.
And yeah. Keith wrote a really funny negotiate a character as well.
About something like it's like he wrote like a character about like helping people like stop, commit suicide, like a whole book on it, and it was very funny. Yeah. He's good at comedy, and it's the worst thing about doing comedy with Keith is that you'll like go, oh, my job at this day, and he'll be like, yeah, it's like stop a shooting.
Yeah, genuinely, you can't complain about work and be like, oh my god, oh, I hate my coworkers, and he's every, like, yeah, same.
Every time I answered an email, another one came back. It's like, I saw people die.
Yeah, no.
I had to stop a terrorist attack on London Bridge.
True. I had to stop my...
Oh my God, Keith. Keith, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Holy moly.
I take back what I said earlier.
Keith, this is half joke, half not. Leave us a voicemail, but it's the character.
Please. If you don't want to, that's okay.
That's okay.
Like, please.
Yeah,
he's like, I have more important things
we don't
to
have
do. To,
yeah, and if you have time, and we don't have to post it. This is truly me being selfish. I just want to hear it.
I just want it. Fringes on here. Speaking of being selfish, Lindsay, that fact is as hot as the show Charmed, which famously featured the Golden Gate Bridge in their opening credits, and that's where they would. Oh my God! Why can't I think of what they call it? Where they basically like transport themselves, but it's like a name.
Teleport?
Yeah, but there's like a name in the show for what it's called. Where they go up to the top of the Golden Gate Bridge to like think. Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah. That's that hot.
Thank you. I guess I'm just gonna keep stealing Rachel's theme. Lindsay, your fact is as hot as the WB. A channel, WB's network, when Charmed, Buffy, Angel were all on the air.
Wow.
That was a hot schedule.
And that's why we all became gay.
Lesbian.
Witches. Charmed was about witches.
Oh, I thought you were saying witch, space, is,
oh,
space.
No.
Fill in the blank. And I was like, I
witches.
Lindsay, that fact was as hot as Logan Paul, like cute,
no.
Cute boy. Anytime he comes across a suicide and he says, wait, don't
oh
do
God.
It. Yeah, and then he pulls out his camera.
I fucking hate
God.
Him. You know, he's become like a wrestler now. That's like his thing. He like does like MMA or something.
And his brother's a boxer.
Yeah, that's like why he started.
Ugh. Yeah. Yeah, well, it's like the celebrity fight. Like, you pay to...
Oh, I know. Fight Logan Paul.
Pay to fight, yeah.
Disgusting. Jesus. Disgusting!
Oh. You know who... And, yeah. The opposite of disgusting? A fact from Shem.
Oh, shit. Well, now I have to do this one. Is there is a disgusting food museum in Malmö in Sweden.
No. Oh, my God. What?
Some of the food on display includes Casimaro, which is maggot-infested cheese from Sardinia, Nest made some bird saliva, tree ant lava, rotten shark, which is an Icelandic delicacy, they're like doing a lot more. They're like a little bit restricted during COVID, but they're still like open, and they have like exhibits. They're doing fermented herring, roasted guinea pigs. They have shu tofu, which is stinky tofu, which I had when I was in China. Durian, har kow, which is like aged shark. Yeah, they really go for it. Yeah.
Does the museum just feature like images or like fake replicas of them, or is it like try to stinky
there's
cheese?
There's a tasting bar.
Okay. Disgusting.
You can fully put like some maggot cheese in your mouth.
I know. it's like a hard line of, I don't want to like make fun of delicacies in people's cultures, but I also would never eat that. Like, I don't even like mushrooms. Like, I don't think I can eat aged shark.
Yeah, I really like, again, along the same lines, like Fear Factor used people's like actual dishes as like, can you eat it? But also as a kid, I was like, of course I could. And now as an adult, I'm like, I'm not putting a beetle in my mouth. I can't. Vegan aside, I don't think I could.
Oh my God, can you imagine it crawling on your tongue?
No. No.
You'd have to bite it quick.
No. Yeah.
And I'm sure there'd be like a nice snap to it.
Yeah. And a splat.
Yeah.
What sucks is we would probably try this and like it.
I remember reading about Vietnamese weasel coffee, where they like feed weasels the coffee beans and then they like chit them out and then they like roast them from there. So they have like that digested flavor.
I feel like there's another type of coffee that's goes through like a cow or it goes through something that's like pooped out coffee because it
shitty
like,
coffee.
Yeah. But it's like apparently good for coffee drinkers.
And Chapman's like, still tastes like coffee.
I'm like, notes of shit.
For
weasel.
I don't, yeah.
Corn. Oh, Shem.
I think I would try that. For whatever reason, that's not bothering me.
Okay.
I don't, yeah. I'm really trusting that weasel's digestive system.
I'm really trusting that weasel.
Shem, that fact is as hot as a piping hot cup of McDonald's coffee that was famously spilled on a woman and gave her a third degree burn, resulting in the infamous lawsuit.
Because it was really hot. Like, yeah. It was hotter than hot coffee.
Yeah, it shouldn't have been that hot.
Oh, like when I remember that story when I was young and I was like, can you believe a woman throwing McDonald's? And then like, it's like, yes.
Yeah, she should get that money.
Yeah. That's exactly how I learned about it. It was just like, oh, did they spill coffee on you? And it was like, oh, yeah, no, that was not coffee. That was like a murder
fire.
Weapon. Yeah. Shem, that fact is as hot as like a vegan's digestive tract would feel after eating a lot of cow. Period.
Yeah.
Doesn't have to be complicated.
Oh, what is it? Is that penis?
I think it's
famously asks the lesbian. Is that a penis?
So all the people heard is I like showed you something and then you went, what is that penis? And I went to jail.
No, I meant like in a cooked animal penis.
There was an image.
Oh my god, I never even would have thought of that.
Shem, for everyone that is like, what is going on? Shem left and came back naked. Rachel was very thrown off.
Also, why would I be like, huh?
Is that?
No, Shem. It was like a picture of a cooked sausage, perhaps.
It was like an intestine.
An intestine, okay.
That songul, which is Korean wine with child feces.
Stop.
That bothers me.
Why?
Oh, that so weasel feces.
Yeah, humans. Okay. No, weasels. Give it to me.
Oh no. Speaking of giving it to you,
Shem, your fact. This is hot. As a little weasel having a sip of its own coffee that it pooped out.
And it was like, oh, buzz, baby.
Yep.
I love it. Wow.
Am I? It's my turn. I'm going to wrap. I'm not going to wrap it. Rachel still has to go.
There's only one spot.
I was like, you're going to wrap your fact. This is phenomenal.
Wow.
Sorry, Exacto.
I'm going to say it, and then I'm like 99% sure this is well known and we've shared it, so I have a backup ready to go. Did y'all know Clinton lost the nuclear codes?
No.
No.
Y'all hear about this?
What's the deal with Clinton losing?
I mean, I feel like it's something you don't try to tell people.
Bill Clinton lost the codes.
I hope Monica Lewinsky just suitcase, took them as payback.
So...
She's like, fuck you for literally ruining my life and this becoming about me being a slut, I'm taking those nuclear codes and I am leaving.
Yeah.
No, he you dirty man.
President Clinton once misplaced crucial series of codes necessary to access the nukes, and he hid that mistake. He hid the fact that he lost them for months.
My dog ate them.
Specifically, or
I did not lose
these codes.
Yeah, I guess technically it was an aide to Clinton lost them, but I'm like, it feels like he's using a scapegoat. Specifically, they lost quote unquote the biscuit, which is code name for the note card used to open the quote unquote football, which is the suitcase that holds the code, like everything.
Why are they messing with them, though? My question is, like, why did they have them to lose them, which is scary. No.
I like this quote from us. I think it was the joint former chief of staff. Losing them is, quote, a big deal, a gargantuan deal, end quote.
Do you know what's a bigger deal, though?
Tell me.
Is when you lose yourself, the music, the moment.
You better never let me go. You only got one shot.
You do it. I feel like you're doing that like sing-songy like college acapella. You only get one shot. You won't get. Yeah, and you're not gonna miss your chance to
play. I mean, that's been done. There is.
Yeah, sure.
God,
golly.
I didn't see this part. How did they resolve it? They didn't admit the mistake until it was time to replace the old codes with new one, and the aide finally confessed what happens. And the president was immediately issued a new biscuit.
What? The dog got a new biscuit.
That's
the
what they call
it. Got
a new biscuit. Said the president probably did not know.
It's wild that that's not a fireable offense, but an errant blowjob is. Like, they were like, America was like, we must impeach. And meanwhile, like, nuclear codes can be everywhere.
Fully
like,
missing.
Fine.
Yeah. I was like, Chloe, please don't give conservatives more ammo on reasons to like not like the Clinton administration.
And they are our biggest fan base.
Yeah. Conservatives. And
no, they're going to get a hold of this podcast and they're going to be like, and that's why Ronald Reagan was the best president. I don't
think the Clintons have anyone defending them at this point.
No, they don't. But I also just am like, if anyone was going to lose the nuclear clothes, it was clothes. It was T-Rump.
Well, I'm sure he did. We just haven't. They get lost all the time. Clearly nobody tells
them. Lose them or lose them.
Use them or lose them, baby.
Feels more like it would have gone with Trump.
Dead. I would love if this blew up. I'd be just looking at the subscriber numbers every day. Like, look at the numbers. Like, but they all hate us. It's like,
okay. Hate us. Doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
Who's gay? Not me.
At this point, I should say I do love abortion. I don't believe in God. And all of the things that will make our conservative losership immediately drop.
It's this point in the podcast where we all say, hey, we love abortion.
Wow, that is a hot fact. It's honestly really scary to know that that happened.
And to be like, I understand you might get fired. I understand it's an ego thing. You have to tell someone you lost the codes.
Yeah.
You have to tell. Please tell someone.
Please.
Please.
Would you, though?
Probably not. I'd be like, fuck, I gotta find them. I'm in so much trouble. I knew I shouldn't have taken them to the bar.
I can imagine Chloe as an aide just walking around like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God.
I think I have good intern energy for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Like, DC intern, I feel like I could really... If anyone is casting a role intern...
cast Chloe.
I can be chaotic. I could be from the South. I lost the cards. That was so scary. I'm looking Chloe dead in the eyes and I'm like, what came
out? Hey, y'all, you hear about this? Them codes is missing. Is that one of y'all? Was that one of y'all? Them codes is gone.
Did somebody lose the codes?
Oh my... It must have been the gay that took the codes.
Where's the football? Oh, where's the football?
Was it during your trip down to Tallahassee, Florida?
Yeah, and then I circled back up from Nashville.
Wow, geography.
You know who should have the codes? Tim Tebow. Now that's a righteous quarterback.
Hey, while we're talking about this, we should talk about how much we hate abortion.
Oh, and gay people.
Yeah. Yesterday when Chloe and I were at the beach, famously in the gay section of Jacob Riis, they flew like one of those like flying signs that was like, be calm, embrace hope. And I was like, wow, this is a great one. And then the last half of it was say no to abortion. I was like, ah, also this is the wrong side of the beach.
Yeah. And then they came back with like same typo, same like block lettering, whatever, same plain thing with it was like freeze your sperm.
Yes.
Save something and then a website.
No, it was like freeze your sperm. Yes, sperm. Oh. And then a website.
I'm hearing that, like, that free your mind. Like, freeze your sperm!
And the rest of my power.
Chloe, that fact is a freaking hot as the resilience and sheer power that Monica Lewinsky has now to use her platform to talk about bullying and cyberbullying and having a good head on her shoulders after she truly probably went through one of the worst slanderings of a human being by being taken advantage of by the president. Yeah, thank you. I support you, Monica.
Again, also listening.
Yeah.
It's like a huge spike.
I used to work in the same building as her PR office.
Oh.
But never saw her. So that means she's listening.
That means she's listening. Chloe, that fact is as hot as that feeling you get when you're like, oh, I've lost my keys, and you find them and you're like, yes! I found the thing I was looking for.
And the cold sweat starts. Mm-hmm. It becomes from hot to cold sweat. You're calming down. Oh, boy.
I don't have a rating for how hot your fact is, Chloe, sadly, but I am seeing a biplane flying over with a big banner saying that fact is as hot as... Oh, no, it's just telling me to check for where her emails are and to do a phone recount. It's also saying they're tracking you in the vaccine. This is a long plane.
This is a long sign.
Long ass sign.
Oh my God, there's another little plane carrying the second half of the tail. It says, walk her up.
And that flag just dropped another flag. What does that one say? Oh, really? Lock her up, period.
Oh, and then another little folded part came out that says, not our president.
Now there's a speed bump for saying, but what's in this vaccine, really? It just came so quickly.
Oh my God, and now they're handing out free samples of horse serum, whatever that shit is.
Horse tranquilizer. Yeah. It's just being dropped onto the beach where we are. And we're like, this is the wrong side.
Wrong side.
Oh, they're dropping Trump 2016 flags.
Oh no.
And they've crossed out the 16.
No, 22.
And it's like 2022.
That's right, he's doing midterms.
Oh my God.
And that's how hot your fact is.
Hot. Thank you so much. That's I'm really sweating. Hot. And you know who might be sweating, might not? Rachel Chata.
I'm not. What I am sweating is that my page on my iPad that had my fact on it now cannot display the page. But good thing I have this memorized.
Ooh. I can give you access to the internet if you want.
I'll take it for the next one, but okay. This fact is truly simple. There's a fish called the short arse feeler fish. And when I read it this morning, I thought it was the short arse feeler fish. And I imagined that it would go around and just feel butts. It was the arse feeler fish. Arse as in ass. But no, it just has really, really, really short arse fins, butt fins. So it is a tiny butted feeler fish. It is not a butt feeling fish that happens to be short. Thank you so much.
I was like, this fish is canceled, but now it's not.
Yeah. It just has a tiny butt.
Is this a freshwater or saltwater fish?
I believe it's a saltwater fish, but don't take my word for it because I cannot confirm.
Okay.
Would your opinion of it have changed if it was fresh or salt?
No, I think I just get... I feel like the fishes in oceans and lakes have different vibes.
And it has a tiny butt?
It has a really tiny butt.
It's fresh as hell.
Oh, Shannon.
I'm
really think of fishes having butts.
Same, but I guess it's like little teeny fins are actually where its anus is.
Right.
So
I hope there is like a fat-assed feeler fish.
Oh, Chloe. I'm Chloe, I'm salty about that one. Salty. Get it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I was listening to a podcast about how humans are the only animals that kind of have butts the way we think about them, as like, because it like stores fat, which is useful for like long distance running and like all that kind of ability to like escape and flee. So it's like an evolutionary trait that, so like you don't see a lot of animals just with like, you know, big ass booties, but like you could like draw them on if you have the right tools and the correct like zoology textbook, and it looks weird. Like it's just a giraffe with like a boom.
Wow. Whoa, a giraffe just with like a fat ass.
Be cute.
Or like a an anteater with a big ass. That's what I'd call an anteater.
I don't understand what's happening. Because it's like, what's it doing to your arm?
Yeah. It's fucking eating her lady bits. Okay. And it has a big old butt because ants famously love men with big butts. I don't have an ant. But I did just realize, like, as I was sitting upstairs in your apartment, that I'm technically an ant. Because one of my half-brothers had a baby.
Oh, wow.
Mm. And I'm like, wow, I'm an aunt, and I don't know this child. And it made me a little sad.
Stay away from aunt eaters.
Yeah. Ooh, give me those fat-ass animals. I'm ready.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Well, Rach.
Yeah.
And that fact is as hot as a zebra at the San Diego Zoo.
I want to know what Shem's going to say because he's fully laid down.
I'm scared.
At the I'm just listening to Chloe and enjoying myself.
Okay. A zebra at the San Diego Zoo.
Tell me.
Who took a weekend trip to Hollywood, didn't tell any of the girls where she was going. She put a fat ass on. And by put a fat ass on, I mean she had the best in the biz. Give her the best ass in the biz.
They're in Hollywood, yeah.
And she was just strutting around the zoo with her fat zebra ass while Eminem plays because she loves
you
Eminem.
You better lose yourself in the music the moment.
I love it. Thank you, Chloe.
Rachel, that fact was hot as the screenplay I'm working on, Booty Zoo. Just like a bunch of animals just packing cheeks. Okay. Just walking around the zoo.
Bootopia. Zootopia, but Bootopia.
God, honestly, Seth Rogen is going to fucking steal that. Sausage Party. That was a good voice. That was a good Seth Rogen laugh.
Oh my God.
Have a joint.
I'm not an actor. And then you do that.
And you do that and say you are an actor.
It's just, I'm an actor. And then Shem is like, Shem.
Okay. Rachel, your fact is as hot as when you try on something and you're like, my butt looks great in this.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I love a hot butt.
Yeah.
That is how I try on things. Yeah. You just pop the hat on and go, wow!
My butt looks so good. I did walk up to Lindsay and Chloe to record this podcast.
Yes.
Facing them. And they both were like, your butt looks so good. And I was like, you've not seen it. But that's friendship.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have fun.
We know.
And I just said hello.
Shem presented us with a dog when we entered the home, which is, to be honest, better than an ass.
All right. I don't
no
know.
No offense, Rach.
Yeah, it's fine.
The dog has a good waggle butt.
Yeah, the dog has a nice ass.
And she just backs it right up into you.
Yeah.
Speaking of great asses, trash. does not have a guest today, which means we will not be rating the fact. Of course, that reference meant Olive Trash has great asses. We don't have a guest today. We can't rate our hottest fact. But what we can do is thank you for listening and say that we are part of the Apocalypse Podcast Network. Mm-hmm. We put a new app out every week. We are Trash Comedy on Instagram and Twitter. If you have a fact that you're like, I have to share this vocally, leave us a voicemail. If you like to type, please. Email it. If you want to type in shorter sentences, maybe DM it to us.
Please. Oh, jeez.
I don't know what else there is to say. I just haven't done this admin part. Okay. I love you, Shem. You look like you're going to say something.
Also, goodbye.
Okay.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Thank you so much. You're hot.
Goodbye.
Great. Can you just quickly point at the camera and then just sort of say, on this episode we talk about like fun facts, or like, can you send us in, please send in like a fun fact for us. The information on how to do so will be like down there.
Yeah. Okay.
So everybody.
Yes.
Hey, Trash Friends.
Hello. We have a favor to ask. A favor for us, maybe a treat for you?
Ooh, baby. If you have a fact that you want to share with us, now is the time. All the information about how you can do it is right below. But we want to hear from you. Me too. I'd put my hair behind my ears seductively, but I can't.
Oh, we can all do something seductive and then end this, I guess. Okay. So.
Okay, everyone on the count of three, be as seductive as you can.
I went early.
But!
Shem's gonna go get the dog.
I get that you were leaving, but your butt was in screen still. Edit
so much of that out. Yeah. All right, bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Apocalypse Podcast Network. For more great podcasts, go to apocalypsepodcastnetwork.com. And remember, every time you support one of our sponsors, you're supporting the podcast you just heard.